KZNR Lakeville, KZNZ Cambridge, KZNZ Edinburgh.
Now it's time for Love Line on Zone 105.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Poodle.
Loveline, coast to coast.
It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Well, he went to Chicago because somebody dropped a nickel. He picked it up, and now he's back.
I'm triumphantly back. I'm looking for that. What was my prize again when I got back here? Honey Chow?
I was going to give you a...
Drew, you're getting a rim job and a felcher when you get back.
Oh, that's right. Jesus. I can't... What's become of us? Tony Hawk is our guest tonight. Tony, is probably the world's greatest skateboarder. Or at least the biggest name in skateboarding. I don't know enough about skateboarding to know if he's the best in the world, but I certainly know that he makes the most money, and he's the biggest name, and has video games and books, and he pulled last year at the X Games. He did the 900.
Yeah.
I was in the lobby with somebody and at the X Games, because Jimmy and I went out there, my other lover, a couple of weeks ago, and I was talking to someone, and I said, oh, yeah, Tony's big time after he pulled that 675, and the guy like went, 900! I said, like, oh, I'm sorry, man. I should have won up.
Well, they're degrees, so.
Right.
You can only go so far.
Right, and
720 was 180.
Yeah, so it's is that a 2.5?
2.5. Yes.
Oh, that is nice.
9:20 is when it goes bad.
Is it 10 o'clock is when it goes bad on this show?
Yeah.
And has anyone pulled this off yet? I mean, it's been a year, right?
Yeah. There's a guy on the East Coast actually that's coming really close, and I've heard he's landed it.
Are they? So people are gunning for your degree.
Yeah. I mean, you know, a lot of people think that that's the pinnacle of skateboarding, but really, it's one trick that's actually a vert trick, so it's more specialized.
Right.
You know, when you do it on a ramp, and some random street skater somewhere probably could care less about doing a 900. So
yeah, but
is that something that you can just it's in your repertoire now, or is that something?
I've only done it about 5 times.
Yeah.
And I've wrecked myself
once,
a few times.
Yeah.
What's that?
Last year was only the one time, I think.
I did it once there, and I've done it a few times since then. But I've actually gotten hurt a couple times since then as well. So.
I did it in my tub once, masturbating, and the towel bar broke. I don't want to talk about it. Now, you weren't in X Games this year, right?
I was just doing commentary. Yeah.
Good.
And I entered the doubles event, just for fun.
What is the doubles event?
It's 2 guys on the ramp at a time.
Oh, I see.
Synchronized skating.
Yeah. It's like a rollerball.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I don't know what the viewership is or was for the X Games this year, and I don't know what the attendance was as opposed to 3 or 4 years ago, but this seems to be one of the fastest-growing sports around. I mean, certainly press-wise, there's a hell of a lot more talk and a hell of a lot more hype about it this year. And there was a lot last year, but I know this thing's been around for 6 years, and you weren't hearing that much about it the first couple of years.
Yeah, it's been growing every year, and I think skating is a big part of it, one of the focuses of it, and
it's
amazing. I mean, they really couldn't fit any more people there. There was a line 3 hours long just waiting to get into the venue.
All right.
In San Francisco, so it's incredible how big it is.
What did the grandstands hold there for just like the half pipe event?
I don't know. I would say at least like 5,000, I would say.
Yeah, it looked
the way from the view. There was a lot of different viewing areas, but there was one main viewing area.
What did you do there, Adam?
What I do there?
Yeah.
I sat in Andy Dick's trailer and ate peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
What were we supposed to be at?
Oh, they had an opening ceremony with me and Jimmy and No Doubt, like Andy Dick hosted it, and Randy the Macho Man Savage, and an eclectic group, someone from Survivor, and not Survivor the show, Survivor the band. You know, and it was a bass player from Survivor. He sung, he did Eye of the Tiger. The crowd wasn't too hip on that. A lot of 14, 15-year-olds in there didn't know who Survivor actually was. That's what we ought to do. We ought to have a guest from Survivor on this show and get one of the guys who was wearing the beret in the video in 1983. But it was great. And it's a beautiful location. And I guess they're doing it in Chicago next year, or at least that's what I heard.
I heard rumors of Philadelphia.
Oh, was it Philadelphia? Whatever it is, I thought, it's not going to be as nice as this. I mean, they hold it, you know, right out on the bay, right next to the bridge. I mean, it's really picturesque. And the motorcycle stuff is really game
speed. Yeah, incredible.
You know, a few years ago, when you thought X Games, you didn't think motorcycles. You thought pretty much, you know, street luge, half pipe, and some rock climbing. But I wasn't even, you know,
I think
thought
they just,
super cross.
How do they do
stuff.
Street luge?
Well, they just block off.
Yeah, it's just that windy downhill street.
It's windy downhill street with
hay bales.
Yeah. No, I just thought this whole thing was in a stadium or something.
Jesus Christ, I ran into Luzhenstein over there about 400 times. The really the world's biggest, most obnoxious street luge guy.
He's huge.
How does it work, by the way, that whenever you go out of town for a couple of days or you go do an event or something like that, there's a guy who's assigned to you, somebody you're going to run into 3-4 times, probably see him at the airport, then you'll probably catch him in the hotel lobby, and then that night you'll see him at the party, and then the next day you'll see him at the event, and it's never a hot chick. It's Luzhenstein. I ran into Luzhenstein in the lobby of the hotel when I was walking in. I ran into Luzhenstein in his leathers. When we were driving out of the place, Luzhenstein was pulling up into the place. And the goddamn day I left, I was talking to Luzhenstein.
I ran into him on the street a couple times myself.
Yeah.
I didn't run into anyone on the street.
Why? There was like tons of babes running around there and smart, interesting people. I could have had a provocative conversation with him. I ran into Luzhenstein 300 times. And I thought, why is that? How does that work? How does God just assign you to one guy? Yeah. And it's always,
and you
it's
just
always a
on
big,
the,
scary guy, yeah, too.
You just start on the plane, right?
Yeah.
Usually on the plane. It's not when you land.
Right.
It's in the plane. So
that's
you're,
right.
You're trapped.
Right.
And then,
right.
You, then you finally, oh, I'm away, got away. Nope, six more
right.
times.
Luzhenstein. That is the guy I saw 650 times while I was there. Meanwhile, I'm hearing about everyone else being there, and I never see any of them. Just Luzhenstein. And Luzhenstein is he's 6'4", 6'5", he's got to be 250 pounds. He's just it took like 6 cows to make his leathers. Luzhenstein. And how did he do, Tony?
He won, from what I heard.
Oh, did he win?
Yeah.
Good. We don't upset Luzhenstein. he put skateboard trucks on a coffin and just went right down that hill in it.
I saw him cruising on a motorized board around the set.
Oh. Luzhenstein. And like an idiot, Jimmy was calling him Luzhenstein. So I thought he was just some big Jew who was like, some big German Jew who was into skateboarding. I didn't know. It's like, Jimmy like yelled at me that, no, he made up Luzhenstein, you idiot. I didn't even know.
I think he patented it, actually.
Oh, for Christ's sake. He's like a pro wrestler with a skateboard. All right. But a good guy. I don't want to say anything bad about Luzhenstein. He'll crush me. Tony is here promoting tonight, amongst the other things, Adrenaline Theater. And we had, who do we have on here from Adrenaline Theater? Who's the surfer? Who do we have?
Snowboarders?
True. Oh, Kelly Slater. Oh, you weren't here.
I was here.
Oh, somebody dropped a nickel in Idaho.
Iowa.
Iowa. And you had to, yeah, that's right. Kelly Slater was in here promoting this for the surf version, and now I guess this is the skateboarding version of it, right?
Yeah. We made a video, actually a skating film of our team, and now they're releasing it into theaters. It's all shot on film,
and it's real high quality. And
yeah.
this is a picture. This is not some home movie.
I mean, at its core, it's a skate film.
Right.
You know, it doesn't pretend to be anything else, but it's got a lot of themes to it, and it's all very visual. It's all, you know, 60 and 35 millimeters. So,
and it's playing up on the big screens. It plays weekends at AMC theaters nationwide. In over 40 cities. So, and this one is called The End. And it's is it the second in the series? Or you got the surf, the skate? Right. So we had the surf, now the skate, then they'll do the snow, the motocross, the BMX, and then Luzhenstein returns, and then Luzhenstein versus the Three Stooges. That'll be the 6th and 7th in the series. And, oh, the 8th, Lugenstein kicks Corolla's ass.
I think you're heading for that one.
Lugenstein versus the monster.
Yeah. So, anyway, you can check this out, and it is I'm trying to find the www.com thing here for it. Anyway, I'll, figure that one out in a minute, and we'll give you more details on it. Also, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2 is,
September 20th.
That's when the one sold pretty well, right?
Yeah, I think it remained one of the top sellers since it was released last year up to now.
Wow.
Okay. Amazing.
Oh, when you're 85 and you're looking at that thing and you're all full of sedatives, you're going to freak out. That could be weird.
Yeah, it'll be bad flashback.
Christine?
Yes.
You're 18. What's up?
Okay. I'm 2 months pregnant. And ever since I got pregnant, I mean, I just cannot stand the boy I'm pregnant by. I don't know why. I just hate him. I can't stand looking at him. I don't want him around me or nothing.
When did this happen? You became so aversive to him?
I mean, a couple of days after I got pregnant, it just started getting worse and worse every day. So I don't like him no more.
Well, he's your brother. You're going to have to live with him and learn to cope.
No.
How old is he?
23.
Anything happened? Did he do anything to make you upset?
Not that I know of. I mean, stuff that he does before, that he used to do before I was pregnant.
Is it now that you're pregnant, you're expecting a little more from him?
No, it's just that stuff that he used to do before, it didn't bother me, and now it does. And it's just a little stupid.
Like what?
It takes
not pulling out.
An hour and a half to take like, you know, stupid stuff. Like, it takes him an hour and a half to get up and take a shower. I mean,
stupid things. You can make a great father. And don't the folks over at the mill or the Arby's or wherever he barely works, don't they miss him when it takes him an hour and a half to get out of bed?
No.
No.
I mean,
And some. Hold on a second. I bet when Christine gets really mad, she pulls the tobacco out of her mouth and throws it at him as he leaves down the front porch.
Corn cob pipe.
So while she'll pull that rope out that's holding her pants up and give him a good whooping. Oh, my God. Oh, Mama. Christine?
Yes.
Are you white trash?
No, I'm not.
Oh.
Not white.
You're another color?
No, I'm white.
Oh, okay. All right. That's enough. All right. So now, do you live with this guy?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No.
And so how do you know it takes him so long to get out of bed?
He stays over here. You know,
I see.
The night. But my question is, you know, should I just break up with him and leave it at that, or should I stay with him? Will this get better? Will it change?
No. How does he feel about the baby?
He's sitting, you know, he's kind of excited. He's going to take care of it.
How about getting married to him?
No.
No.
No way.
How about giving the baby up?
Not the way I feel about it right now.
Yeah, reasonable. How about putting the baby up for adoption?
No, I'm keeping it.
Are you living at home?
Yes.
Yeah. She's not going to risk taking a chance on anyone ruining that child.
Yeah.
She's going to ruin it herself.
Right. So right. Make sure it happens.
That's what I like about our listeners. Yeah. No way. You don't leave that thing up to chance.
Yeah.
You ruin it yourself. There's a chance they might get to a good family. And there's no way. No, I'm with you.
Won't have anything to do with that.
No. So are you living at home, Christine?
I live with my brother.
You live with your brother?
Mother.
My mother.
Oh, your mother. I see. All right. And your dad's not around?
No.
Oh, shocking.
And how does your mom feel about Junior?
Well, she's happy. I think she wants it more than I do.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right. Okay. All right. Please try not to screw up this child. All right.
And we'll try to work it out with the guy.
Yeah. He wants to be a part of the child's life, and maybe you're just going through a little hormonal thing, you know?
Okay.
Just take a breath, relax.
All right.
Don't do so much thinking, all right?
Okay.
All right, start saving up money, would you?
I have money.
You do?
I have plenty of money.
Really?
Yes, I do.
Plenty?
Yes.
To raise a child?
Hold on. Let's take some bets.
$1,200.
I'm saying falsified insurance claim.
$1,200.
Oh, that's the amount?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think the only possible way she has money.
Yes.
I'm saying insurance fraud. That's what I'm saying.
Loss settlement.
Right. Christine?
Yeah, I make $15 an hour.
Oh, what do you do? Are you a checker or something?
I work in Dallas at a technology communication company.
Holy mackerel. What do you do over there?
I'm manager over a plant.
All right. You're set then. Kid's going to be living on Easy Street.
$15 an hour?
Hey, $15 an hour at 18. Listen, I'm not going to argue with that.
Yeah.
5 years ago, I was making $15 an hour, Drew. and pretty ecstatic.
Straight out of high school?
Yeah,
she's 15. I remember having a hypothetical conversation with my carpet cleaning boss, although now that I look back on the conversation, I realize it sort of was to help him. What would you do for $10 an hour was the title of this bizarre conversation I had while driving home from a colony kitchen in his carpet cleaning van at 4 in the morning. And it was like, I was probably 18 or 19. $10 an hour? Work at like a slaughterhouse, like, you know, like shoveling brains or something like that, I guess. Or maybe like a manure farm or something. $10 an hour. I think that conversation was, he intentionally had it with me so I wouldn't ask for a raise. Philip?
Hi.
You're 16.
Yeah.
You're on with Tony Hawk.
What's up?
Hi, Philip.
Huh?
What's going on?
All right. Well, hang on there, Philip. Collect your thoughts. You know you're in bad shape or you smoke a lot of weed when someone says, what's up, and you go,
huh?
Huh? Okay, hold on. Let me process that for a second. What do you mean by that? Let's try Philip one more time. Philip?
Yep.
What's going on there, brother?
I've been with my girlfriend for about 6 months now.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to visit my cousin. And I got hooked up with another girl. This was about a month ago. And she called my cousin. My cousin called me. And she says that she has HIV. She tested positive. And I went and got a test like last week, and it hasn't come in yet. Yeah. I was just wondering how I should tell my girlfriend.
Why hasn't it come in yet?
They have some shipping problem or something. It was like one of the mail-in ones.
And you got it at a pharmacy?
Yeah.
What type did you get at the pharmacy?
I don't remember. It was like.
How did you test yourself?
Like a pinprick.
Oh, Philip, you're so full of crap.
Well, that was a nice try, Philip. All right. Why? They don't do the pinprick thing?
No, it's a cheek swab.
Oh, they do a cheek thing?
Yeah.
See? True smart. Cold busted. Don't remember. They had a shipping problem. That was good. All right. Elizabeth.
Hello.
You're 15. What's up?
Yes. How is everybody?
Good.
Hi.
Okay. I have a couple questions for Tony. First of all, are you going to have another giant skate park tour?
Actually, we were just talking about that tonight, and I certainly hope so.
What?
Will be up to the ESPN.
What kind of skateboard tour?
We did a tour of different skate parks across the country,
mm-hmm.
and made them into shows for ESPN. And so, actually, the tour's over, but the shows are going to still be produced. We still have four more to do, actually.
Do they have one out here now?
They have a few skate parks out here.
Do they have one in the Valley anymore?
They have Simi Valley, and they have Ventura. They have one in Orange.
Yeah, but not like San Fernando Valley.
There used
to be a place called, I think it was like Skate Across or something.
Mercita, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where I'd go with a Black Knight board with the clay. We didn't actually have even clay wheels back then. We just said they're
metal wheels.
No, they're made out of soil.
Dirt.
Yeah. You'd sit on it, it'd crush.
They shot an episode of Chips there.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah. Hey, so he's going to do it, Elizabeth. Or he's trying to.
We're trying. If ESPN gives us a go, then we're on again.
Okay, that's cool. And are you guys going to have another Birdhouse video coming out?
We're tentatively working on that as well, but that'll probably be throughout next year.
Okay. And who's going to be on Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2?
All the same guys, including adding Eric Costin, Steve Caballero, and Ronnie Mullen.
Jeez, you speak fluent.
Skateboard
gibberish. Because I here's what it sounded like to me. It was like, and I got another question. Eric Cavallaro will be on that one. And the management of ESPN has greenlighted the project. And one last follow-up. Drew, did you understand anything she said?
I heard exactly what you heard.
I thought she was scatting or something. I didn't know she was asking a question.
It's a good thing she didn't go into any tricks now.
Illusion sign.
Hey, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
What are some of your favorite skateboard tricks?
Just I like nose grinds and bump slides and just all of them. They're all cool.
Nose grinds and bump slides.
Those are both the end
of the game. Some braggots and some bros and some bitches. That was like one of Bill Cosby's characters calling it. All right. See, Tony knows. He has to deal with these people. Speaks.
I live in.
Fluent skater. Candy?
Hey.
You're 16.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I've been having sex since I was like 11, right? Oh. And, I don't know if it's because of that, but I have never had an orgasm.
So you realize that whatever happened when you were 11 was abuse, right? Yes.
Well, how old was the guy?
15.
Yeah. Ooh.
It doesn't really matter. 11. Wow. It's abuse, no matter what.
Jeez, that's a great guy.
So, and did anything happen to you before that?
No, I don't think so. Well, when I was really little, my mom was cooking hot dogs, and I
hold on a second. We gotta go somewhere. I don't even want to know. And Lusenstein came over with one of those chef hats, made him 8 feet tall. Listen,
oh my God,
she was cooking hot dogs.
Mom was making hot dogs. It's like a Bergman movie or something.
Yeah, it's getting a little weird. Yeah, we may do some gambling tonight.
Yeah.
All right, listen, Tony Hawk is our guest tonight. Candy's mom was cooking hot dogs. This is the beginning of the story. This is something that happened to her before she had her first sexual encounter at age 11, and we'll find out why ballparked Frank's plump when you cook them.
Oh, yeah, everybody now.
Line,
I'll be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Imagine for a moment you're at a beach club. The lights are blazing, the music is raging, and the bodies are thrusting. Oh, yeah. Kind of sounds like spring break, doesn't it? Well, it is, and it happens every Wednesday night in your backyard. That's right, every Wednesday night is Dollar Drink Night at Club Cancun. That's right, whatever drink you want, you call it, you got it. For only $1 every Wednesday night until 11 p.m. at Club Cancun. Like dancing? Good. Club Cancun provides one of the largest dance floors in the area with a killer sound and light system. So if you're into the loud and wild party scene and like to drink for a buck until 11 p.m., then Wednesday nights at Club Cancun is the place for you. Club Cancun is located at 1638 Rice Street, just past Larpenteur in St. Paul.
An unplanned pregnancy often sounds like this. An unplanned pregnancy can sound discord in anyone's life, but Birthright can help. Perhaps you're worried about finances and good medical care. Maybe you're concerned about the reactions of family and friends. Whatever your needs, you will find that your Birthright volunteer is a non-judgmental friend with a willing ear to listen and a helping hand in sorting out and solving your problems. Birthright offers free confidential pregnancy tests, counseling regarding all alternatives, financial assistance, medical referrals, and a continuing range of both emotional and practical support. So if you're involved in the discord of an unplanned pregnancy, remember, you have a friend at Birthright.
Birthright cares about you. Call the Birthright office nearest you. They're in the business white page.
You haven't heard from DC Music USA in a while, and that's because they've been busy moving into a bigger and better space. And you haven't seen anything until you visit DC Music USA at their new location. 9011 University Avenue in Blaine, near the Northtown Shopping Center behind Kmart. DC Music USA is celebrating with a grand opening party all day Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, September 7th, 8th, and 9th from 11 a.m. to close. Meet manufacturer reps, win fun prizes, and take advantage of great offers like a Remo 14-inch snare head. Was only $18.50, now only $5.99. Rockstar 5-piece, only $399. Gibson Les Paul from $599. Elixir Strings at $6 for $9.99. The Dario EXL electric guitar strings, just $2.99 each. Elixir Strings, 6-string electric or acoustic, $9.99 each. Supplies and quantities limited. Head in and register to win a trip for two to the Voodoo Festival with the Stone Temple Pilots in New Orleans, including airfare and hotel. Call for more info at 763-792-4686. The trip to New Orleans for the Voodoo Festival is brought to you by NewOrleans.com and Vanguard Airlines, where you can fly to Kansas City from just $69 each way. Book online at flyvanguard.com.
Do you know where you're going to?
Do you like the things that life is showing you? Where are you going? Do you know? See, I had an urge to hop the next flight to a balmy island named after some friend's saint, but then I saw what a ticket costs if you don't book in advance. And I had to be revived by airport security. So I went to Priceline.com, where you can name your own price. Do you know how much do I save? Do you know?
Name your own price and save on all your travel needs only at Priceline.com.
Hi, it's Tim Connolly of Zone 105, and these are the Zone Files. Letters to Cleo have completed their final obligations as a band. The group have recorded several tracks, including the theme song for the upcoming WB Saturday morning series, Generation O. The Zone Files, heard daily on Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105.
Do it again.
Huh? Wow. Anderson is really rocking tonight. We got a new, what do we call these? Drops? Breakers?
Intros.
Intros? What are they called? Beds? These are bumpers. Yeah, another 5 years in radio. I'll figure this out. Tony Hawk is our guest tonight. He's here pimping Adrenaline Theater, which is something that we Kelly Slater was in here a few weeks back talking about the surf version of it, and this will be the skateboard version of it. And it can be found at AMC theaters all across the nation on weekends. And this is a high-end, top-quality, big screen. And radical stuff, right, Tony?
Skateboarding film.
Yes, it is a film.
Top-notch skateboarding.
And also, you can check out Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2, which will be out on the shelf when?
September 20th. PlayStation and PC.
Now, what do you get? Like $1.50 off each one of those sold or something like that?
I don't really know what the breakdown is.
But you get a cut on the ones that are sold,
I
right?
do, yes.
Now, what's it take for you... What do you have to do to make a video like that? Do you have to do anything?
Yeah, well, I mean, besides just giving my expertise,
right.
I did a day of motion capture where I had all the mm-hmm. balls attached to me and skated this ramp for hours and hours and
oh, really?
A few times. And
so they set up that whole, and we've seen that the guys wear the very tight Lycra suits.
Yeah, very revealing.
Very revealing, and Tony told me during the break, shoved a couple of socks down in his just to yeah. really add a certain flair to it. And then they put these, like, ping pong balls all over the
they
place?
They look like ping pong balls. They're iridescent. From what I found out later, they cost something like, I don't know, they're saying like $50 each or something.
And how many of them do they put on? Quite a few?
Yeah, like 40, 50.
And they need it for all the parts that are moving?
Yeah, and then they have about 20 cameras or something
right.
that collect all the information and then put them into a 3D model.
Right.
And those, each ball or area gets mapped into the character on the game, so it moves exactly the way you move. In
so, when you get this video, it is Tony Hawk skating.
Yeah, my character.
How's it look? Definitely.
It looks great.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
And where's the half pipe set up? Do they do it on a sound stage?
No, they used
like
a skate park. They used Skate Street in Ventura.
And they just brought all their equipment out there.
They brought
their
equipment, and we spent a whole day doing it.
Oh, my God.
And then for the tricks that we didn't get there, I provide the reference material for it and reference material for maybe some of the terrain they're creating. Like some of the places are actual skate spots.
Wow.
In the game.
Jeez, sir. That's all foreign to me. I don't play any video games.
I'm trying to think what your equivalent Corolla game would be.
Adam naps and whacks off.
Yeah. Adam nap and whack. And
I only need two ping pong balls for that, by the way. All right. So, wait a minute. Before we left, we were talking to Candy. Just let me make sure Candy's still there. Candy?
Yes?
Okay. Now, you have never had an orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
You're 16 years old. You started having sex at age 11.
Yeah.
And we want to know if there was any trauma before the age 11. And you said, now don't finish this line, but once when your mom was cooking hot dogs, all right, and then you stopped there. I'd like to see if we can finish this story.
Lusenstein came over.
Oh, no. No, it's not like a Mad Lib.
Oh.
I mean, what do you think happened?
Making hot dogs.
Yeah.
And...
No, I'm going with the hot dog representing
something.
The penis.
The hot dogs must play an important role in the story. Otherwise, why would that have been mentioned right up front like that?
Right. Okay.
And Mom was there, so how weird could it have gotten?
Now, is it, do you think, one of Mom's drunken boyfriends
or,
got
know,
hold of the
cousin,
hot dog?
Her cousin was there. She was making hot dogs for everyone else. I'll go
frozen
with that.
Frozen or cooked?
Let's find out. Let's see. Candy?
Yeah?
While Mom was making hot dogs.
Well, okay, I was like 3. She told me that, I did this when I was about 3. I asked her what it was, and she said it was hot dogs. And I was like, oh, so that's what Daddy stuck in my mouth.
Ooh.
So I don't remember saying it, but...
Oh, boy.
You know, even if it would have happened, I wouldn't have remembered it.
Did Mom airlift you to a mental health professional at that point? Oh. Or?
And yeah. Where was Daddy at the time?
Dad? He was, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, where is he now?
Now he's living in a different town.
Is he in jail?
No, he's not in jail.
He's an alcoholic?
He's a really bad alcoholic, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah. Everything's a good idea when you're drunk, you know? So, do you think your dad molested you?
I have no idea.
We think he did
something. It sort of seems like it, yeah. Because you've been going since 11.
3?
And,
Well,
sort of,
my sister, she was older than me, and I looked up to her, you know, so...
Your sister.
I wanted to be like my older sister, and, you know, I found out she had sex, and I wanted to have sex, too.
At 11.
Yeah. A little kid.
Right. All right. So now your problem is you're not having an orgasm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but maybe your bigger problem is your dad, right?
The alcoholic dad that abandoned your family. And maybe it's just that you're 16.
Yeah.
Maybe you're not even ready to be having sex yet.
Well, I don't know, because in between that time, I was always trying to, so I fussed with a lot of guys, and that might be it, too.
All right, well, why don't you slow down a little and give your
realize
vagina
that
a break.
Most 16-year-olds don't have sex during intercourse.
Don't have an orgasm.
Excuse me, I beg your pardon, orgasm.
Most 16-year-olds don't have orgasms?
No, not during intercourse.
Oh.
16, 28,
yeah.
22, 37.
30s, they're kind of figuring out whether they're going to or not.
I swear to Christ, I
but
can
they'll find another
woman.
Way. They'll find another
All right.
Way.
Yeah, they figure themselves out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, hey, Candy?
Yeah?
So just slow down and wait, should you go to like Alateen or something like that?
Great idea.
There you go.
Perfect.
John?
Yeah, what's up, dude?
You're 18?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Good.
Great. It's great to be on. My problem is my mom just moved back into our house.
Yeah.
She was gone for years. She was sleeping around with a couple guys.
Sure.
I'm just kind of having trouble dealing with it.
Huh. Drew, when your mom went out whoring for a year, what did you do?
How did I cope when she moved back?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a tough transition.
Well, she's only gone for 10 months, though, wasn't she?
Yeah, it made it a little easier.
Right. And the Guy Lombardo band left town, and that was it. She came back.
But John, what's like going on in your family? What's going on between your mom and your dad before this?
My dad, you know, he as all of us were, we were devastated at first.
So he had no idea this was going on.
No, we did. We kind of had a couple signs, you know, but it was like, nah, not mom. Mom wouldn't do that.
Well,
and she finally came out. I lived with her because she's persuaded me to go over to live with her for a while.
And what's it been like?
That was chaos.
Really?
To the highest degree.
Is she using drugs?
Actually, yeah.
What drug?
She was on. She has narcolepsy.
Yeah.
Had.
Yeah.
She didn't. They put her on something that was like the equivalent of speed.
Yeah. Well, she shouldn't be on that.
I'm trying to think. Maybe it was Adderall.
Yeah, Adderall. Well, Adderall's a little less of an issue than some of the more potent stimulants, but she could not.
She was like sneaking it from the doctor, and the doctor was writing a prescription. She was. Right.
Yeah. This whole thing may be all about addiction.
Sounds like Mary Poppins,
right, John?
Hey, John.
Yeah.
How about, you're 18, how about you start thinking about getting out of the house?
Well, I'm going to college now. I'm going to IU, and I'm still living at home until I can get a better foothold on my
Iowa?
Life.
Idaho?
Where? IU?
Indiana University.
Indiana.
Oh, I see.
Bloomington.
Hey, you should get out of the house. You really should.
I'd like to, you know.
I know it's not convenient, but it never really is. You have to get roommates. You know, I moved out. I got a one-bedroom. I had two roommates. There's three of us living in one bedroom.
It'd be kind of fun,
dude. Yeah, it's great sleeping on bunk beds when you're an adult.
Oh,
and you're bringing chicks over.
You didn't get enough of it when your little sister was below you crying all night.
Oh, I thought you said something else. Hey, John, your mom is a mess. I'm sorry for it, but you living in that house is going to be a bitch.
If she's coming back and has not made some substantive change in terms of getting treatment for what's going on with her, her addictive process, her manic behavior, things are not going to change. So you got to at least advise your dad to see to it that some professional intervention occurs.
Yeah, and like I say night after night, people hang in, whether it's bad roommates or bad parents or bad whatever, bad living situations. there's nothing that's worth that. There really isn't. I mean, hey, if you want to take a semester off college, go to work, get your ass together, move out, that's better. It's all better than that.
Taking a chance is better than just dealing with it.
Right.
Trying to deal with it.
David?
Yeah.
You 15?
Yeah.
You're on with Tony Hawk.
All right. Whenever I masturbate,
yeah,
like right before ejaculation, I get like a really sharp headache, and it's really terrible.
Yeah, that's your mom hitting you with a rolled-up newspaper, telling you to take it off the sofa and in your bedroom.
How long has this been going on for?
Probably about 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, why don't you talk to your doctor about it?
What did she say he's doing?
Just talk about it just before orgasm. That's all you got to say. You don't have to say under what circumstance. Believe me, the doctor knows you're 15 and you're having orgasms, okay?
Okay.
It's important that he or she know that's the context. And it can be some serious stuff.
Mm-mm.
There are migraines, and there are also things like aneurysms and whatnot and high blood pressure problems. And it's something that does need to be evaluated, David, okay?
Okay.
When I was 15, I'd get a headache if I didn't masturbate every 15 minutes. It was like a little different. And now I've upped that to 35 minutes as an adult now, Drew. Which, by the way, what time is it?
You're maturing nicely.
Oh, it's 10:35. Interesting. David?
Yeah.
So, listen, talk to your doctor. You could have something going on.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a bad thing, right?
Yeah.
All right. And you'd hate to have an aneurysm or have your folks find you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What percentage of people do you think are found with their dork in their hand? It's got to be fairly high.
80%.
As a doctor, it's 80.
Or no, that's
80%.
The self-strangulation thing.
Oh, that's...
I think 80% of males can expect to die.
That's a bad one, too, that auto-asphyxiation, masturbation. I remember when my grandmother gave me a good talking to about that.
Oh,
when
God.
I was like 18.
Oh, wow.
I swear to Christ, nothing is sacred in the Corolla house. She pulled me aside, and she wasn't telling me because she was worried about me, or maybe she was.
No,
I don't think so.
She didn't want to find you like that.
My grandmother likes to make conversation that's uncomfortable for me.
For sport.
It's like some older people play bingo. She makes her grandson squirm with talk of rim jobs and auto asphyxiation and things like that, autoerotic asphyxiation. And I remember she was telling me this story, and it was half of me was repulsed. The other half thought, hey, that's something.
Yeah, you don't want to give people that kind of idea either.
Yeah.
They haven't thought of it.
Yeah, and listen, I'm not tired of the old orgasm. I'm really just... Katie?
Yes.
You're 18.
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I started to suffer from panic attacks this past month. I'll be driving, or I'll have to pull over because I can't handle it.
Are you depressed at all?
No, actually, I'm not.
Are you doing any drugs?
I did.
LSD?
No.
The ecstasy?
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Is that it?
That's it.
Absolutely. It's one of the more common manifestations of the injury caused by that drug.
Because, I mean, I was listening, like, last night, and I stopped doing it this past, like, 2 months, and everything's been fine, but I don't know if it's because I started to hear about it more often, or...
No, Katie, if this drug is well-known to damage brain.
Right.
How much more do you need to know than that? Panic attacks are one of the more common outcomes. This will often be associated with mood disturbances later.
How much X have you been doing?
It's called E now, Anna.
Oh, E? It's not X?
X is, like, 10 years ago, Pops.
Christ. E?
Yeah,
oh, that's right.
I'm about 12
pills. Hold on a second. Dope is dope, Drew. That's all
I'm
saying.
That's why they call it dope.
That's why they call it dope. It's for dopes.
Okay.
All right. Katie?
Yes.
What? How much smack you been doing?
I've taken 12.
Well, 12 hits. Yeah, you're getting it. I usually say that.
No.
No. I usually say 10 exposures will do you.
Okay.
And so you're right in there.
How long does that last?
Lifetime, very often.
All right.
Sucks.
Yeah. Well, that's all right, Katie. Listen, you're good looking?
Yeah.
Well, what do you think?
I hope so.
You're fine. You're on Easy Street. Mary Lusenstein.
Easy Street.
I'm just so glad I found out about it now and not, like, you know, 2 years from now.
Or the more exposure, the more serious the consequences.
Yeah, these kids don't even know what they're getting into.
Yeah. And hopefully, if you keep having panic or if the mood starts to crap out on you, mm-hmm. go get treated because this often requires medication. The medication can be very effective.
True. How come the Negroes never do X? Are they Are we? Oh, we're calling Negroes now. Are they still? What is that called? There's a new name now. What is that name? It's a new name for Negro.
We'll call them African Americans.
African Americans. How come the African Americans don't do the OE?
E.
All right, all right. I'm going to work this all out. I'm going to work this out. I'm telling you, I got to get with the times here. Really, don't people call it X?
No, I've been meaning to correct you for like last month. I keep forgetting to.
But X isn't something else, is it?
X, only in the context of the discussions we've been having with people understand what you're referring to.
See, I
think 10 years ago.
I may run with a dangerous crown, but E means enema. I mean, like, you know, hey, you get the big E? That's enema.
They still call it X, though.
Thank you.
Who does?
Thank you.
Your friend Adam.
No, who
Thank
does?
And listen.
People.
Not anymore. You don't hear that.
Let me try and buy it for
you. You hang
herbal,
out.
Herbal X, right?
Yeah, Herbal X.
They don't call it Herbal E.
How dare you, Drew?
Yeah, but Herbal X is gone.
Tony's a skateboarder. He makes his living hanging out with drug addicts.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Easy now.
Well, not you. Not you, but all the other guys. Everyone else.
Got a lot of stereotypes there, Adam.
I know, but how do they get started? I mean, come on. All right, we're going to take a little break. We'll be back with Tony Hawk after this. 1-800-LOVE-191. This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Why is the Rolling Rock bottle green? I mean, it's pretty simple. It's a very flattering color for most people, you know. So let's say you're going out for the evening. You could wear green if you wanted to appear pretty obvious or desperate or like a loser. Or you could just hold something green near your face, maybe like a Rolling Rock bottle. You do that with a brown bottle, it's like, hey, is that guy drinking a beer or cough syrup? Things that are brown, I don't particularly like. But someone with a green bottle, you know, they've done studies. That's how a lot of musicians get the models. It's not because they're good musicians or they're attractive. I mean, we know that. In a lot of cultures, green was a sign of money. So that's why when you hold a Rolling Rock next to your face, it's like, well, that guy doesn't have to show it off.
For almost 60 years, Rolling Rock has come in a bright emerald green bottle with a painted label. Just another reason why some people think it tends to stand out from the crowd. Rolling Rock, a unique state of beer. Latrobe Brewing Company, Latrobe, Pennsylvania.
What, I gotta read the dribble off these cards?
Yes, you do, Mr. Grimm.
It's just a bottle.
Trust the professionals and roll some tape.
All right! I remember when Jake would sit right there at the bar and lay down wisdom well beyond his hard work in years. He was jumping higher than a one-legged frog at a mayonnaise factory.
What?
He'd order up a batch of wings, a burger, or a chicken breast sandwich, knowing it was the best he could get on both sides of the Mississippi.
Oh,
roll up his sleeves and start showing us with nuggets of knowledge.
It takes a big car to wind up two pellets in a parcel.
This is really starting to piss me off.
Let's keep it rolling. This is costing you a fortune.
All right. An honest-to-goodness time, or as Jake used to say.
That was about as exciting as a hummingbird parade with hot sauce.
What the hell does any of this crap got to do with running a nice, clean joint with good grub and service?
Or the hell many of you people in a bar? Do you think we have enough to edit this together?
I hope so. Whatever.
Choose your tagline.
Grumpy'sBar.com.
Musicians, Guitar Center is giving the store away. Working with major manufacturers, we build packages that will blow your mind. This Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, it's Guitar Center's four-letter word sale. And the four-letter word is free. Buy any electric guitar over $299. Get a genuine Marshall amp absolutely free. Buy a pair of JBL SRX speakers and we'll give you a QSC power amp free. It's a complete free-for-all. Buy specially marked products. Get free stuff. Remember, the four-letter word is free. Buy any DW Workshop kit. Get a bass drum pedal free. And get this. Buy an Audix Pro Vocal Mic for just $59. Get a second Audix mic free. You heard right. All holiday weekend, we're actually giving gear away during Guitar Center's four-letter word sale. And the four-letter word is free.
Call 1-877-MUSICIAN for the store nearest you. See store for details.
Think about it. When was the last time you heard a news story, read an article, or heard an advertisement promoting the latest advances in technology like the internet, websites, and e-commerce? We're all being inundated with this information for good reason. Technology is changing our world. And as technology advances, so does the need for people who know how to manage that technology. That's why the Minnesota School of Business and Globe College have programs that teach you the basics of network technology and internet management to develop the skills needed to enter this fast-growing field. Call 651-229-3600 to find out more about the short-term hands-on training available for you to become a network support specialist or a network systems engineer. These Microsoft-authorized academic training programs will prepare you to become a Microsoft-certified professional or Microsoft-certified systems engineer. And what could be more convenient than their on-site testing centers? So call the Minnesota School of Business and Globe College now at 651-229-3600. That's 651-229-3600. You don't have to think about it anymore.
I'm Brian Oak.
I'm Mary Lucia. Mornings on Zone 105.
Semisonic are scheduled to play this Friday at the Minnesota State Fair, their only North American tour date this year.
Tuesday morning, they stop by the Zone 105 studios to chat with us.
Now, I have a song in my hands called Ordinary Life. It's
right.
A brand new Semisonic, never before heard on the radio. You don't know for sure, though, if this is going to make it onto the record.
There's just too many songs at the moment, and we like this one, but there's just a whole bunch of others that seem to be cool too. So this may be the last time anyone hears it, or it may be on the album.
That whole speech is just Dan's way of setting me up for the fact that none of my songs are going to make it onto the record.
Look, Jake, I really like your songs a lot.
Listen to it and enjoy it, but we're going to have to euthanize it.
The most music in the morning. Brian Oak and Mary Lucia on Alternative Classics. Zone 105. Zone 105. KZNR Lakeville. KZNT Cambridge. KZNZ Eden Prairie. This is Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. He's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Tony Hawk's our guest tonight. He's here to hawk Adrenaline Theater. The End is what this is called in a series of, I believe it's about five. And this is the skateboarding stuff. And if you want to log on to monsterskate.com or adrenalinetheater.com, you can find out where it's going to be near you. It's at AMC Theaters. It's on weekends, and it's nationwide. So see skating in its full glory on the big screen, where it belongs. And Tony also is going to release on September 20th Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2. And do you have a book out, too?
Yeah, it's called Occupation Skateboarder.
And
it's autobiography.
And it just chronicles...
basically how I came to make skateboarding my career. And the ups and downs and ins and outs and injuries and everything.
And when did you turn pro?
When I was 14.
And how old are you now?
I'm 32.
So it's been a while.
It's been a while.
Could you make any money at 15? 14?
No. Not at all. It was just the title that you held. I'm now a pro skateboarder.
Because
I was an amateur, and now I'm pro.
Because you have a sponsor. I mean, what makes you a pro? You get a sponsor? Is that
you get a sponsor, and then if you, at the time, it was more based on competition, so if you reached the top of the amateur ranks, the next step was to turn professional. And I think the pro prize money then was $150 for first place for an event.
Oh, that's bad. Sound good to me. Yeah, that's bad.
I received a royalty check for my signature model, actually, for 85 cents for the month.
And it seems to me that skateboarding made a sort of technological leap in a, you know, like a five-year period between, 1980 and 1985 or something. But it seems like stuff has remained equipment-wise. The board,
pretty much the same construction.
Four trucks and wheels.
Designs, yeah.
A little better design, but same materials.
Same materials,
stuff.
Yeah. Same, like, wood, maple, 7-ply, and urethane wheels. And
Do you think it's sort of hit a plateau? And I don't mean that in a bad way, but I mean this is what you're using?
Well, we've seen a lot of changes, you know, in shapes and in sizes. And now we've really, over the last, I'd say, 5 years, we've really kind of come to a happy medium, and nothing's really changed very much.
Yeah, the helmets seem about the same.
Well, the helmets have actually gotten a lot better, a lot safer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but the actual construction of the skateboards,
right?
I think the only real revolution that we can see is something to replace the wood, and we haven't found the right substitute yet.
It's bizarre how many, sports, especially high-tech, no holds barred sort of thing, still rely on wood as sort of the basis of their equipment.
The bicycle freaks me out. A friend of mine was showing me his $7,000 bicycle this weekend.
Right, one of those like titanium mountain bikes with the springs everywhere.
God.
Yeah, you know what he does with it? He puts it on the rack of his Range Rover and drives in circles around the Gelsons trying to score, right? And that's what
the
he
Jeep
does,
the Husky in the back.
Right.
Where's the tights into the coffee shop?
Yeah. It's funny. I was laughing with Drew the other night about how cars' big selling points now is they come with a bike. And I thought, you know, like, the whole point of buying a car so you don't have to get on the bike anymore. I mean, at least when I was growing up.
It's just welded to the frame, doesn't actually come off.
Right. I think they are now. Yeah, they're actually stamped into the mold of the body. It has a thing that's shaped like a bicycle stamped to the roof. You look cool. Don't worry. Comes with a bike and a bandana keychain. You'll get laid for sure. Elaine?
Yeah.
You're 22. What's up?
The very first time I had sex, I did not bleed at all. And the first time I had anal sex, I did not bleed either. And I heard that it's very rare for you to have sex the first time, both anal and regular sex, and not bleed. And I was wondering if it's the elasticity of my skin.
The anal sex does not typically cause bleeding. Okay.
But here's a very eerie and interesting earmark to the story. The Virgin Mary that her father has on the dashboard of his truck bled a bloody tear.
Yes,
when
I'm
she
sure
had
of that
anal sex. Very interesting.
How old were you when you had intercourse first time?
17.
So you're old enough that there may not have been a hymen. And anal sex shouldn't cause bleeding. And if it does, you kind of have to get it checked out, in fact.
Okay.
So, no, nothing really unusual about all this.
Okay.
All right, you're good. Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for not bleeding. All right, we'll speak to Robert. Robert is 20. Robert?
Hey, what's up? Mayonnaise!
Hey, yeah, that's my rap name.
That's my main name.
Mayonnaise. You see, with a Z and man, it's like a
nice
white rapper.
What's Dr. Drew's name?
A-hole. I don't know, Drew. What? That wouldn't be a bad rap name.
Asshole.
What's up there, Robert?
What's up? I really don't have no, like, sick, demented sex question for you guys. I listen to you guys every night coming home from work, and I've listened to you guys for years. Adam is the most hilarious guy I've ever heard. And, Stryker filled in for you, and it was cool, but so good to have Adam back.
Oh, well, thank you.
You must be from Tucson, right? Or L.A.?
Huh?
You from L.A. or Tucson?
I'm from Riverside.
Yeah.
L.A.
Right.
I had a question for Tony. I'm not really a big video game fanatic. I was when I was younger. But when Tony Hawk came out, I was straight, like, addicted to this game. Me and my friends just had addiction for this game. We'd go anywhere we could just to play it. Wake up in the middle of the night and play this game. And I just want to ask you if you play your own game. If you feel how we feel about this game.
Yeah, the best thing about me playing it is that I can actually tell my wife that I'm working. So I was up, well, yeah, when it first came out, I was up till like 3 o'clock in the morning every night trying to finish it.
You kill on it?
I'm pretty good, but there are kids that have so much time to play it that I really can't compete.
That's another question I was to ask, because I have a friend, man, and he is amazing on this game. Like, I don't know what the highest score you've ever seen, but my homie pulls like 800,000 tricks. Like, not tricks, but 800,000 runs.
Yeah, no cheats?
Huh?
No cheats?
He can do it with
always special.
Yeah, did Tony just say the S word, or what did he say? No cheats?
No cheats.
Oh, I see. Okay.
He's not entering special codes that allow him to
get
better. Or
without a special code, he'll pull like 500.
No, that's
with
good.
With special code, dude, he pulls like 200,000 point tricks, just one trick alone.
Hey, Robert, I bet he traded all in to get laid once.
He'd
give it all up, wouldn't he?
What's scary is that, not scary, but surprising, is that a lot of girls play this game.
Oh, really?
And there aren't too many games that really cross over.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting because video games are predominantly kind of a male phenomenon,
yes,
aren't
definitely.
They?
Yes, definitely. But I hear a lot of girls say, oh, I hated my boyfriend. I was playing all the time, and then he let me try once, and now we play it together, and now we compete.
And when you compete, it's your score against their score. I mean, I know it sounds obvious.
No, there is a dual player mode that you can play at the same time.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
And so there's two of you?
Two people, yeah. And you literally can run into each other at some point and just try to outdo the other one.
I remember there's this hot new game called Pong out. It's like tennis, except for it's like a video tennis ball you play with. Really,
that is a two-player mode, too.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, that's my thing. Yeah, and you can play it against the wall when you get bored. It's great. All right, we'll take a little break. Tony Hawk is our guest tonight. When we come back, we'll speak to more of you after this.
Mudline. 1-800-LOVE-191.
We'll be right
back.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Hi, this is Andy from the band Domestic Problems for Corona Beer.
Starting to shop for your diamond engagement ring, here's why you should visit Spence Diamonds. First of all, our selection of ring designs is massive, easily the largest in the state. Also, our product knowledge is second to none. After all, diamonds are all we carry. And third, at Spence Diamonds, our prices on quality certified diamonds are guaranteed to be the absolute best. And you'll see that if you check us out at SpenceDiamonds.com. Remember, Spence Diamonds handles both diamond cutting and ring manufacturing in-house. Our advanced cutting technology allows us to cut beautiful, high-quality diamonds in a very cost-effective manner. We can afford to pass exceptional prices onto you. Visit SpenceDiamonds.com for examples of current prices, then visit our stores in Roseville or Bloomington for selection, product know-how, and the guaranteed best diamond value.
Minnesota's leading bridal diamond destination, Spence Diamonds. In Roseville on County B2 near Snelling, right across from Rosedale Center. And in Bloomington on Lindale, just south of the 494. Shop weeknights till 8, weekends till 5.
Attention electricians, the National Electrical Contractor Association and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local Union 292, are in need of Minnesota licensed electricians for immediate work in the metropolitan area. We are offering a $100 gift certificate to Ganner Mountain to anyone who is licensed in the state and not currently an IBEW member. All you have to do is contact the IBEW office and say that you heard this ad. Set up a 30-minute appointment with any local 292 organizer and listen to how becoming an IBEW member can improve your life. We offer the highest wage and fringe benefit package to all of our members performing residential, commercial, and industrial wiring. Now we are willing to buy your Ganner Mountain hunting, fishing, or camping supplies just to explain the opportunities that await you as an IBEW electrician. To receive your Ganner Mountain gift certificate, call 800-337-8310 to make an appointment to meet with an IBEW representative. IBEW Local 292 is 97 years old. It worked then, and it works for you now.
If you could have the perfect job, what do you think it would be?
drive-through guy at White Castle.
Why?
Oh, come on. It's a great place to meet the ladies.
Really?
Oh, yeah. The ladies love the drive-through guy.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I got the voice right there.
Yeah?
Welcome to White Castle, man. Please take your order.
What makes you think you're qualified, Romeo?
Come on. I know a lot about the job.
Huh?
Go ahead. Ask me anything.
How many White Castle burgers on a sack of 10?
Oh, you here all week?
All right. Say some gal says she wants something to go with her tasty White Castle burgers, mm-hmm. but she's not sure what she wants.
I say, well, miss, of course we have French fries, mm-hmm. but we also have a delightful array of other things,
right.
too, like onion chips, chicken rings, mm-hmm. and cheese sticks.
Great, big guy. Don't say delightful array.
Why not?
Because you might get beat up.
By who?
Me.
By you?
Yes.
Hey, I got your delightful array right here.
Hey, I told you not to say that.
Delightful array, delightful array.
Get out of the car.
White Castle. What you crave.
Come in today for our savory new White Castle Cheese Cravers Burger. It combines the great taste of three cheeses, Swiss, cheddar, and provolone, all on one burger. Hurry, limited time only.
Alternative classics are always just a click, click, click away at zone105.com. It's your place to find out all the latest concert information. You want to know where the hottest bands are playing? You want to win tickets to the best shows? Register to win an alternative classic vacation to see one of your favorite Zone artists. You can even listen to Zone 105 live from your computer. It's all happening at zone105.com.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Tony Hawk is our guest tonight, the world's greatest skateboarder. He is here talking about Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2, which will be out September 20th. Also, Occupation Skateboarder, which is his book, which is out. And the book, pardon me, the movie, Adrenaline Theater Presents the End, which is the skateboard part of the series of what you call sort of extreme filmmaking.
Action sports.
Action sports. And you
can say the E word.
Oh, I'm sorry. Extreme or something.
Action sports.
MonsterSkate.com or AdrenalineTheater.com is where you can log on and check out a location near you at an AMC theater playing on the weekends. We're just talking during the break about games played in the schoolyard and growing up, and I'm talking about grade school and junior high. Most of the games revolved around hitting guys with utility balls.
Yeah,
I mean, that was the whole thing. The idea was to hit somebody with a ball, beat them down, knock them out. And we were talking about playing a game called Smear the Queer, which I don't know if that game goes on anymore in schoolyards, but it's like
better run.
It's probably like Fight Club now. There's this underground movement of Smear the Queer, but no one's really allowed to do it.
I was telling the guys it wasn't an officially sanctioned recess game by the school. It's sort of a the cockfighting of schoolyard games. We'd have these little games. You played against a backboard on like a handball court, and you throw a tennis ball, and whoever it bounced off, and whoever dropped it had to make it back to the board before everyone beat the crap out of them, or while everyone was beating the crap out. But I did it once, and I dropped the ball intentionally. Instead of running to the board to safety, I ran the exact opposite way, and then I had 20 kids chase me, like at the end of Benny Hill, through an entire schoolyard. And everything was going great. I mean, I was out juking every one of these sixth graders. I was moving and doing all my great moves. And everything was going great. I was running full blast, and I ran past a guy by the name of Mike Brown. I'll never forget Mike Brown. And I didn't think Mike Brown was involved with the game because Mike had was not one of the people chasing me. But
suddenly
Mike was smart. Mike stopped and doubled back. And as I ran past Mike Brown, Mike socked me right in the solar plexus about as hard as he could while I was running full speed. I stumbled about three more steps and then went down on my face and sort of I was writhing in pain. And you know what I love about kids? It's like everyone stopped. And I was like, oh, and there's a beat of like, I think he's really hurt. And then it was,
get him.
And I was like, hey, by law, you know, people are like, hey, sorry, man. Well, it's like, we don't want to have to beat the crap out of you while you're lying on the asphalt holding your midsection. But rules are rules. I mean, what are you going to do?
If you're still breathing, then
right.
Fair game.
Yeah, I mean, if word gets out that we let you live.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's when I used one of my unserious calls, which is what you could do when you're a kid and someone was really screwing with you or you're really hurt, like the time I was rolled up in a carpet. I let myself be rolled up in a piece of carpet, so there was like 6 foot of carpet in front of me and 6 foot of carpet behind me. My hands were at my side, and I got rolled up in the middle of it, and then people were like stomping on it and kicking it. And I was like yelling, let me out, and people were laughing. And at a certain point, if you say it with the right pitch, if you go, I'm serious! then you'll hear the guys, hey, he's serious! Let him out!
But there was always the kid that cried wolf.
Right. Well, you can't use too many of those on serious calls.
We get one per, like...
You get one, like, semester or something that, depending on the crowd you run with. But I always thought, and I've talked to Drew about this before, I always wish as an adult I had a handful of those.
I'm serious.
You know, I mean, girlfriends dumping you, boss firing
you. Really hurt. I'm serious.
Yeah, like,
okay.
She's going,
I know, I won't break up with you.
Listen, things just aren't working out. I'm seeing somebody else. And you're like, but... I'm serious!
Like, okay. Okay. You're serious.
Right. We'll say it together. Yeah, I mean, as an adult, you should really, when you leave high school, you should get like 3 I'm serious's just to take with you. And I'd say, like I said, getting canned from a job or having a girl dump you, just use them at your own discretion. Oh, it'd be nice. With the police. Police pull you over. You know, your shoulder's dislocated. They're beating you with a baton. You yell. Rodney King could have yelled, I'm serious, halfway into that beating.
No more
fine.
Trouble.
No more trouble. All right. Jamie?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, you're 15. What's going on?
Well, basically, I'm attracted to all overweight guys.
Nice.
And I don't know why. And all my friends are like, why, you know?
Older guys?
No, overweight guys.
But are they older?
Somewhat, but not really too bad.
That's all right. How old are they?
I would say between my age to about 22.
Nice. 22?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I'll tell you,
that's 20, older.
A 350-pound 22-year-old guy could really do some damage to a young 15-year-old gal.
Jamie, there are men that find women attractive, too. So it's
black guys, man. What? Hey, Jamie?
Huh?
No, there's not any men who find...
Yeah, there are.
You know, let me explain who those... Those are guys who get what they can get.
No, they're guys that are into that.
There's a handful.
They have magazines devoted to that fetish.
I don't trust those guys. I really don't. I prefer not to talk about them or acknowledge their existence. Jamie?
Yeah?
It sends a dangerous message to the young women of the community, which is they don't have to starve themselves and work out like free. Jamie?
Yeah?
Are you overweight?
No, I'm not. Well... I don't think so. I don't.
You're fat.
Drew,
no, you're fine.
Please,
you're fine.
Please, Drew. How dare you? How tall are you?
I'm 5'2".
5'2", and what are you tipping the scales at?
130.
Let me do some quick radio math. What'd you say, 5'2", 130?
You're overweight.
34, 5. I got 5'3" of an inch and 142.
No, I don't think so.
I did the radio math. You can't argue with that. So... You're a little bit husky, but certainly wouldn't call you fat by any stretch of the imagination, right?
No.
And how big do you like a lad to be?
I'd say about 200 to 300 pounds.
2 to 3.
So the bigger the better.
No, I don't know. It depends on the guy too.
You have a ceiling. What about name some famous fat people who you like Santa?
There's not really any. No. Fat guys that are famous that I really like.
How about John Popper from Blues Traveler? You know
I
him?
I don't even know who that is.
No, okay.
But I'd be curious to know.
Right, we got to make sure and tell John that next time he comes on the show so he can kill himself.
I'd be curious to know if.
How about Chris Farley?
John Candy.
Ew, that's disgusting, though.
What's this guy? Well, no, I don't mean a dead guy, but we're talking about big guys.
Just big guys, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of some guys. How about like Drew Carey?
Yeah.
You'd like him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like a husky guy, right?
Yeah.
He's not huge, though.
No, he's a little big bone.
I'm curious to see whether or not something this would evolve as she got older.
Is it because they're less of a threat?
Because what?
No,
they're less of a threat. No.
It's kind of a fetish thing.
And you think it's a fetish thing. Yeah. You don't think it's that they're in not in such high
demand.
Easier.
No, I think it's a fetish thing. And that's why I'm curious to see if it would change to something else as you got older.
Okay.
But it's all right. It's fine.
Because, like, my friends criticize me for it. They're like, what? You like him? Like,
yeah. Listen, this is a great thing. It means you're, I don't know what it means. It's fine. You're all right, Jamie.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you.
Enjoy your big love. You just get on top. That's all. Mike?
Hey, how's it
you're 19, right? I don't know if we've ever had that proclamation from a young lady on the show, have we? Or declaration?
I hope not.
What's up there, Mike?
Yeah, I was wondering what I can do about the, what is it called, penile papules?
Why would you want to do anything with them?
Is there something we can do to get rid of them, like a soap or a hair follicle cream or whatever?
Wait a minute, what are you talking about?
The pearly penile papules.
What do you have exactly? What are you talking about? Do you think that's a papule?
The white things on the scrotum?
No. That's not pearly papules.
Oh, what would that be?
Are they sort of soft, large, like spongy things?
Like little zits.
Zits, and those are zits.
They look like little white caps or something?
Yeah, exactly.
No, those are zits.
Can you pop them?
Well, yeah, once in a while.
Those are not pearly penile papules.
Sure, I know we just talked about this, but as you know, I give my sack a full combing over.
You found one?
Probably once or twice a week, and then I even hold the flashlight up to it underneath and turn the lights off so I can see through it. Interesting. Man, I miss my balls.
Transillumination, yes.
Yeah, it's nice. And it's warm. It's kind of tingly. Feels good. Get those little white things on there. Some of them just pop like butter. Some are like rocks.
Yeah, there are sebaceous.
What are the rock ones?
It's sebaceous glands. It's sebaceous cysts and things.
It's a cyst. It's as big as the head of a ballpoint pen.
That might be molluscum contagiosum.
How dare you?
That must be
How dare you?
I didn't see any molluscum when I examined you the other day. But
hold on a second. Hold on. I'm not talking about a cyst. I'm talking about what looks like...
Molluscum looks like a zit with a hard peak on it.
It's just a hard little, it looks like a very small little white head. There's no zit to it.
Yeah.
There's no red body to it.
If you peel that off, a little hard thing comes out.
Yeah.
Molluscum.
That's what that is.
Yeah.
What is that?
You wouldn't know, I guess, but anyway. So,
no,
it's a viral STD.
Oh, how dare you.
You don't have it, so it doesn't matter. So.
All right.
Yeah.
It's not. I know you've talked about that. You scoop them out with a little melon baller.
Fingernail bring them off.
No, that's not what it is. That's not what it is.
All right, let me just finish with Mike.
All you people know what I'm talking about?
Let me finish with Mike. Mike needs to more hygiene. More dryness, more antibacterial.
All right. Here's what I'm talking about, Drew. Just one more time. You got the scrotum sac, right?
Got the scrotum. Well, do they appear anywhere else besides the scrotum?
No.
So it may be some sort of
and you'll get a little. You don't even want to call them zits because they're not really zits. You just get little whiteheads on there every once in a while.
Yeah.
Like you'd get, I don't know, like on your nose. You get those little blackheads.
Those strips that you do put on your.
Fiori strip.
Yeah.
Put on my balls and have the neighbors call the cops when I rip it off and scream at the top of my lungs. I like that.
Ball Bjork.
Maybe I'll start with one of those Breathe Right strips on there just to hold my sack open.
Like those points.
Like the wings of a flying squirrel. All right.
Neutrogena.
So you get the little ones. Yes, just a little like end of a like what a ball the ball and a ballpoint pen. That is the literal size of it. And you can just sort of pop them with your fingernail. Yeah. But once in a while, you run into one, and it's just hard.
Yeah.
It's just like a little rock, and it ain't moving.
It's been left alone too long.
Yeah, it must just be petrified. But it's a good case for molluscum, though. So.
Interesting. I have to look at it. Drew,
we have to do another
scrotal examination.
I didn't even notice your scrotum when we were down there.
Drew, you know why you don't notice my scrotum? It hangs so low, you don't see where it ends. It's just like a flap of skin.
It was like a curtain behind your penis.
That's right. And for my next trick, Jesus Christ. I just dumped acid all over my penis. Yeah, that was Drew examining my penis. He thought I had, what do you think I had, warts?
Warts.
Yeah. Well, it turns out I won $100 from it.
Warts are different than molluscum contagiosum.
Yeah. You want to lose another $100, I'll send you back down below if you like. Easy money for me. I should tour the country asking doctors for $100 to look at my penis. When do you think the last time a doctor lost $100 looking at someone's Johnson? Do you know what I'm saying?
When the last time a doctor paid a patient, right?
That's
there.
Right. Yeah. Paid him $100 to look at his door.
I didn't pay to look. I bet you there was something on it, but I still believe there.
Drew bet there was something on my penis. He bet me $100. He found nothing. It was like the purest driven snow, like the cap of a mountain in Alaska.
He put a stunt penis in there.
Was that live right here?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. That is confident.
You can see the pictures on the web, too.
Yeah, but what was this Dr. part? Marcel. This is a part from that. Listen.
Suspicious.
How dare you. Suspicious. Let me tell you what suspicious is. Drew thought he was going to lose $100, so he thought he'd plant a little seed in the juror's mind.
Suspicious.
Joe?
Hello?
You're 16. What's up?
I was going out with this girl for a while, and everything was fine, you know, lovey-dovey. But then she said that her feelings were, like, growing, and then ever since then, I just kind of... My feeling, hers got higher and then mine got lower. And that's been pretty much how it is with most of my other girlfriends.
So you're just not ready for any kind of intimate relationship right now, right? Are you afraid that it's going to, you're going to be vulnerable? Are you going to hurt somebody? Or is it more than once?
I don't know, because I would like to, I wish I could, you know, still enjoy being with them. But then once I hear that, it's, they get more and more annoying.
So if they're distant, it's more fun to chase them.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Joe.
Yeah.
You're 16.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it goes. That's fine.
Yeah, that's okay.
A lot of guys are that way. But here's the deal. You're aware of it. You're thinking about it. You're talking about it. So by the time you're 55, 60, it won't be a problem. Hey, just, I'm serious. Doesn't he sound like Be Real from Cypress Hill, by the way, Drew?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, that was his voice. Hey, here's the deal. A lot of guys have this gene, and especially at 16, and if you're asking questions and talking about it and realizing it may be a problem at 16, you'll be fine. You go through a few more years of this. Good, so you don't get married at 18 or 19. Smart. Keeps you out of trouble. In a way, I think this is a good quality. And I think
at that age, absolutely.
And
protective.
I think the reason most guys have this is for just that.
Yeah.
Then there are the guys who meet a chick in the eighth grade, date her for 3 years, and marry her at 17.
Yeah.
How smart are those guys?
Right.
And where was their little protective coating? You
right.
know what
That's
I'm saying?
Little crackers.
That's Yo. Right. This is Be Real. Maria?
Hello?
Hey.
Hi, yeah. I'm not really concerned about, what is it, relapse. My question was more... Well, I've been sober for a year now, and I work with adolescents as a counselor. And my question was, if you find out your child is using or doing drugs or whatever, do you suggest you, have them relate to them with your own experience?
No. Well,
Or just avoid it and tell them, like, the truth about drugs and what they lead to.
It's if you're an addict and in recovery, you really can't avoid talking right. about it, right? And so you need to talk about the consequences and you need to talk about the solutions.
Well, yeah, I know. Like when I'm the counselor there and I speak to the other people there, I relate with my own experience. But I'm saying as an adult, as a parent.
But no, even as a parent.
Are you a parent?
No, I'm not.
Right. I see.
But the point of your parent, you're in recovery, you're going to meetings every night, we have a sponsor you're talking to, and the child sees the relationship you have with the recovery
All
community.
Right. So listen, if the cat's out of the bag...
Yeah, you got to talk about it. If not, you're talking to them about what you did do is issuing a license for them to do the same.
Do you think so?
Always.
Really?
Yes.
So your kids are not going to know about any of the debauchery.
No, you and I have been engaged in the stuff we've been doing.
The reach arounds,
no,
the handies,
none of that.
The full release.
No, the exam of the stunt penis.
Sodomy, cornholing, examining the penis. None of this stuff.
No.
That will then be a green light.
Are you guys in recovery for that now?
I am. Drew doesn't think he has a problem. We'll talk off the air. Thanks, Tony.
Deal with the fact that I am gay.
Gene?
Yes.
Gene, you're 20.
Yes, I am.
What's up?
I've been going out with this guy for 3 months, and I found out that I was pregnant, and we decided that we weren't going to really see each other anymore. And I told him about it, and he seemed really interested to help me and everything. And he wanted to know everything. He wanted to, like, go to the doctor with me. And then I was supposed to call him back, and he never returned my call. And I'm just wondering if he's avoiding me.
How far along are you?
I don't know. I just took the test yesterday, and I found out that I was. And he wanted me to tell him. He's like, yeah, I talked to him today, and we talked for a long time. And
hold on.
You have trouble following tracking her?
Well, here's her story. I dated a guy for 3 months, and then I told him I was pregnant. And at first, he was into it. I mean, he was going to the doctor with me.
They were breaking up before.
He was breaking up. Okay. Hey, but he was into it. They were going to the doctors together. I thought the kid was 4.
Yeah.
And that's like.
Yesterday.
Well, yesterday is when I found out.
Yeah.
I was picturing, like, I had a whole musical montage in my head of the calendar pages blowing in the wind, them being at the doctor, her getting the angiogram or the
ultrasound,
them looking at it, them picking out wallpaper for the nursery. It was a theater of the mind, and it turned out to finally yesterday in the evening.
Yeah.
It was about 8:30 yesterday night. I found out I was pregnant. How did it work, though, that he was all into it?
Yeah.
Where is she?
Into.
Oh, okay.
If you don't feel that you're into this, let me know, because I don't want to, like, be going with you down the long haul and you leave me, you know, or you decide that this
right.
isn't for you.
Right.
And he was the one that was coming up.
Still talking. It's
different. You know, we'll decide everything together. And then he told me to call him back.
Uh-huh.
And I called him back.
Right.
And no one
what did he say? Okay, but... What did he say the last time you talked to him?
He said, like, I'm going to go take a shower and eat. And
I see.
So I called back.
Right.
15 minutes, like every 15 minutes.
Can you just run that the whole show?
And Gene?
Yes.
And give me a list, if it's a boy, of some possible occupations you might like to see. I'm just curious. I mean, different jobs, different things. Maybe you want to go to college, you know, different things like that.
If I had a son?
Yeah, give me a top five. Top five if you had a son.
Oh, bartender would be.
Bartender? Wow. I want to hear the name,
what?
Too.
Yeah?
I don't know, like lawyer, doctor.
And? Bartender's at the top of the list?
I was kidding. No.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right.
No.
All right.
I was trying to ease my own tension, that's all.
All right. So now, you were, I'm sorry, Drew was distracting me. I didn't hear every syllable that came out of your mouth.
Okay.
But, you know, I do have the, you know, sort of a general template of your problem.
I figured you would.
Yeah. And now, your boyfriend... You just found out yesterday.
Yeah, I haven't actually even gone to the doctor yet, so this is all, like, really new. I just took the home test twice.
She said he went to the doctor with her?
No, he said that
he would want to go, but now that you actually know you're pregnant, he's freaking out or something. He's just not available.
Well, I guess, yeah. I don't know. I mean, he seemed like, you know, he'd be willing to help. He didn't want to take my call. His roommate said, oh, no, he's asleep.
I see. Describe him. What kind of guy is he? I mean, give us a composite of this guy.
He's afraid of commitment.
No kidding.
And, you know, what does he do for a living? How tall is he? What color is his hair?
5'7". Hair. Blue eyes.
You guys are bad.
For a living.
Oh, I see.
It sounds like that Everlast.
My father did that as well. So I know.
He's young. I'm young. We're both young.
Right. All right. Listen, Gene.
Yes?
Do you want to give this child up for adoption, maybe? Do we talk about that?
I haven't even thought about what I wanted to do. We were going to talk about that together.
She's just concerned with remaking contact with this guy. She is desperate and upset that he seems to push him away at an important time.
He is despicable.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm willing to, like, talk about anything. I never even
said. All right, well, let's call him.
Oh, my God, no.
Really?
Really?
Well, he's never there.
Well, no, he's there, but okay.
All right. All right, we're going to put you on hold.
Okay.
Hey, That's where I just push this button, and you just, we won't hang up on you.
Okay, but I gave you my middle name, so he might not know. I mean, he'll know, but...
Right. Okay. Well, hang on.
I think he'll know.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from San Pedro.
San Pedro. It's a beautiful country out there. They got...
harbors.
Wall water, right? And cement, right?
Oh, yeah.
Aquarium.
Yeah.
All right. All right, hang on, Gene.
All right.
We'll see if we can get his number and see if we can get to the bottom of this during the break, and then we'll come back, all right?
Okay.
Hold on a second. Tony Hawk is our guest tonight. We'll be back with more of the Fabulous Show after this.
Hello? Who's this?
This is Loveline.
1-800-LOVE-191. Loveline will be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Time now for the movie preview. Join Zone 105 Saturday, September 2nd at the General Cinema Mall of America 14 for a special screening of the new Highlander film, Endgame. You can also join us Saturday, September 9th at the General Cinema Mall of America for a Zone screening of the outrageously funny Nurse Betty. Nurse Betty stars Renee Zellweger, Chris Rock, and Bill Pullman and was a huge hit at this summer's Cannes Film Festival. To win tickets to these films, simply email, fax, or send Zone 105 a postcard with your request, and we'll draw winners at random. Also, beginning September 11th, listen to the Zone 105 Morning Show for your chance to win tickets to Press Rewind, 2,000 years of Minnesota music videos, showing Thursday, September 28th at the historic Suburban World Theater. And that's the movie preview, brought to us by the Oak Street Cinema and their Out of the 70s film series, now in its final days, featuring the discreet charm of the bourgeoisie.
Well, we can all feel a little better about the world we live in. There's now an adult bookstore in Minneapolis that doesn't make you feel like you've walked into a sleazy dungeon complete with sticky floors and 20-year-old merchandise. They're called Lickety Split, and recently they were chosen by City Pages as the Twin Cities' premier adult book and video store. But you probably knew that. After all, adult entertainment is the in thing these days. And Lickety Split is a big reason why. The store is extremely clean and well-lit, making you feel comfortable while you shop to satisfy your wild cravings. They have an extensive collection of magazines, toys, and videos, including novelty items for everyone. Lickety Split also has an excellent collection of sexy clubwear and dancewear for amateurs and professionals. Open 24 hours, Lickety Split is located next to Rick's Cabaret at 251 3rd Avenue South. Parking is convenient and nearby. Let your daddy's dirty little bookstore rest in peace. Lickety Split is the adult adventure store for your generation.
Students?
Hello, parents. Hope you're cool. Give advice for back to school. Get our haircut at Great Clips for a speedy run of Freddy Fish.
Great Clips, Great Clips. Oh, I love the great looking hair and a Freddy Fish CD.
Now's the time to get your back-to-school haircut at Great Clips, because for a limited time with a kid's haircut, you'll receive a free CD-ROM of Freddy Fish 3, The Case of the Stolen Conch Shell, from Humongous Entertainment.
Freddy and Luther solve mysteries, go on adventures under the sea.
So come to Great Clips, get a cool haircut and a free Freddy Fish CD-ROM adventure.
Get your Freddy Fish CD-ROM free right now.
With a kid's haircut at Great Clips. Guaranteed satisfaction, guaranteed style. One per household for limited time while supplies last at participating salons.
There are over 100 Twin Cities area locations. Call 1-800-GREAT-CLIPS for the salon nearest you.
What is this place? You've been hitting the warehouse district for years, but you've never walked into a club like this before. At first, your senses are overwhelmed. A leopard print carpet, a disco ball. This lounge is definitely singular. You've just walked into Club Ache, Minneapolis's premier cigar and cocktail lounge. Club Ache features an elegant front room with the Twin Cities' largest selection of cigars and a bar full of top-shelf liquor. Be Club Ache's guest on Wednesdays and Thursdays as they showcase local jazz musicians from 8 to midnight. And now, on Wednesdays from 7:30 to 9:30, join Thorne for Scotch and Cigar Night. Club Ache will offer samples of fine scotch and a complimentary cigar for you to enjoy. Friday and Saturday night, explore your wild side with Club Ache's 70s dance music in the back room dance floor. Your selfish side will be most attracted to their new private room, complete with your own TV and waitstaff. For event planning, call 673-9694. For an immediate, unique experience, slip in tonight. 322 First Avenue North, Club Ache. Take a smoke break.
The alternative radio revolution lives on. KZNR Lakeville, KZNT Cambridge, KZNT Eden Prairie. Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
Thank you.
Put up the I'm not afraid to so cold. Satisfaction oozes from her pores. She keeps dreams on her fingers, marble on her floor. Cocaine in her dresses, bars on her door. She keeps her back against the wall.
Inside, swallow my doubts, turn it inside. but faith in nothing. Wanna put my tender heart in a blender. Wanna spin round to a beautiful oblivion. Rendezvous, and I'm through with you. I'm gonna burn like a wicker chaplet. Strong, white, and oh so frail. I see our time has gotten stale. The tick-tock of the clock is painful. All plain and logical. Nothing but faith in nothing. I want to put my tender heart in a blender. Want to spin around to a beautiful oblivion.
Of classics, Zone 105, and music from Eve 6. Hey, it's Ben, in a little early to start the overnight shift. Our apologies for Love Line. Apparently, we lost the satellite feed, so what can you do? Alternative Classics, Zone 105, presents the Jayhawks in concert Friday, September 8th at First Avenue. We would love to send you there for free. Just email, fax, or send us a postcard. We'll randomly draw winners. And then head out to the show for your chance to pick up some great Zone stuff and hang out with the Zone 105 crew. For more info on this event, please check our website at zone105.com. It's the Jayhawks live from Alternative Classic Zone 105. We've got a long night of music ahead of us, including Third Eye Blind, also Murray Head. Your requests at 989-9105 and Dada up next on Zone 105.
How low can they go? It's Superstore clearance time. Going on now at Sex World. For a limited time, Sex World drop and trowel.
Oh!
With great deals on a huge selection of adult videos. Name brand stuff. Today's hottest superstars. Full length, uncut. Three for just $19.99. Need more? Take four. Four packs of hot Triple X action are on unbelievable $29.99. Videos, DVDs, adult toys, and more. It's all gotta go to make room for the truckload that are on their way. Lingerie, clothing, shoes, and sportswear. Something for everyone.
Is there something for me?
Yeah, even you, Grammy. Sex World's got it, and it tries to sell. Check out the deals on two packs of Sex
Hit Magazine, page after page of homegrown talent. The Real Girls Next Door, two for just $7.99. With prices like these, they won't last long. Hurry in for best selection. Superstore clearance time at Sex World, 241 2nd Avenue North in the Warehouse District, downtown Minneapolis. Sex World, featuring live booth girls 24 hours a day. Is this a great country or what?
As you're planning your fall wardrobe and accessories, when you think of gold necklaces or gold bracelets, think of the Shane Company. Our gold department really gives you a nice alternative to the department stores. We buy from small Italian vendors, so you'll find styles different from everyone else's. The quality of our gold necklaces and bracelets is superior. Ours are heavier. The thickness guarantees it'll remain in shape and looking good longer. Our clasps are sturdy yet easy to use. Our chains are well finished, all links soldered to maximize your comfort and the life of the chain. Whether white or yellow gold or platinum, whether you spend $100 or several thousand, you'll be glad you went to the Shane Company for your solid gold jewelry.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, the Shane Company. In Minnetonka at 394 and Hopkins Crossroad, and in Woodbury at I-94 and Radio Drive. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5.
Gee, you know, I don't know, Rob.
Russ.
Right, Russ. Russ, that's you, Russ.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not too bright.
No.
You have, like, a totally demeaning job with no possibility of advancement.
That's true.
And, well, you're at least 50 pounds overweight.
Oh, at least.
Still, I mean, I find myself attracted to you for reasons I can't quite put my finger on.
With a 112-point inspection, a 2-year, 24,000-mile limited warranty, and 2 years of 24-hour roadside assistance, a certified pre-owned Volkswagen still has that certain je ne sais quoi.
Hey, I know. Could it be my flaming skull tattoo?
No, Rob.
Russ.
Roadside assistance provided by AAA and its affiliated clubs in the United States. See deal for details. Visit your local Volkswagen dealer today.
Musicians, Guitar Center is giving the store away. Working with major manufacturers, we sell packages that will blow your mind. This Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, it's Guitar Center's four-letter word sale. And the four-letter word is free. Buy any electric guitar over $299. Get a genuine Marshall amp absolutely free. Buy a pair of JBL SRX speakers, and we'll give you a QSC power amp free. It's a complete free-for-all. Buy specially marked products. Get free stuff. Remember, the four-letter word is free. Buy any DW Workshop kit. Get a bass drum pedal free. And get this. Buy an Audix Pro vocal mic for just $59. Get a second Audix mic free. You heard right. All holiday weekend, we're actually giving gear away during Guitar Center's four-letter word sale. And the four-letter word is free. Call 1-877-MUSICIAN for the store nearest you. See store for details.
You'd have the perfect job. What do you think it would be?
Drive-thru guy at White Castle.
Why?
Oh, come on. It's a great place to meet the ladies.
Really?
Oh, yeah. The ladies love the drive-thru guy.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I got the voice for it, too.
Oh, yeah?
Welcome to White Castle, man. Please take your order.
What makes you think you're qualified, Romeo?
Come on. I know a lot about the job.
Go
ahead. Ask me anything.
How many White Castle burgers on a sack of 10?
Oh, you here all week?
All right. Say some gal says she wants something to go with her tasty White Castle burgers, mm-hmm. but she's not sure what she wants.
I say, well, miss, of course we have French fries, mm-hmm. but we also have a delightful array of other things,
right.
too, like onion chips, chicken rings, mm-hmm. and cheese sticks.
Great, big boss. Don't say delightful array.
Why not?
Because you might get beat up.
By who?
Me.
By you?
Yes.
Hey, I got your delightful array right here.
Hey, I told you not to say that.
Delightful array, delightful array.
Get out of the car.
White Castle. What you crave.
Come in today for our savory new White Castle Cheese Cravers Burger. It combines the great taste of three cheeses, Swiss, cheddar, and provolone, all on one burger. Hurry, limited time only.
Imagine for a moment you're at a beach club. The lights are blazing, the music is raging, and the bodies are thrusting. Oh, yeah. Kind of sounds like spring break, doesn't it? Well, it is, and it happens every Wednesday night in your backyard. That's right, every Wednesday night is Dollar Drink Night at Club Cancun. That's right. Whatever drink you want, you call it, you got it. For only $1 every Wednesday night until 11 p.m. at Club Cancun. Like dancing? Good. Club Cancun provides one of the largest dance floors in the area with a killer sound and light system. So if you're into the loud and wild party scene and like to drink for a buck until 11 p.m., then Wednesday nights at Club Cancun is the place for you. Club Cancun is located at 1638 Rice Street, just past Larpenter in St. Paul.
Well, it doesn't take any great vision to see what is the hottest business and communications opportunity today. A new frontier of commerce has arrived in great force: the Internet. Already, many industries are retooling at a frantic pace to allow their customers a more efficient method of making purchases. As is often the case, technological advances have created a shortage of people who know how to utilize the Internet. There exist excellent employment opportunities for individuals who understand the three elements of e-commerce: creativity, administration, and marketing. A local school, the Minnesota School of Computer Imaging, a division of Minnesota School of Business and Globe College, is now offering a new educational program, e-commerce design, to empower individuals with the knowledge of website development, administration, and e-marketing. If you'd like information about this new e-commerce design program, call 651-229-3600. That's 651-229-3600. Or check out their website at msbcollege.com and enter the new frontier.
Get ready for cool music, hot chili, and cold Pepsi. Come to the second annual Pepsi Chili Fest at Bar Abilene to be held Saturday, September 16th from high noon to 5 p.m. deep in the heart of Uptown. Enjoy the music of Latin Sounds Orchestra and Paul Seabart and the Milwaukeeans. The Pepsi Chili Fest at Bar Abilene benefits Life's Missing Link.
When someone makes you an offer, either you want it and take it, or don't want it and don't take it. Of course, there are those you want and don't take, and those you don't want but take anyway. And who could forget the offers you never wanted, said no to a million times, but I give it to you anyway. As for me, I stick to the ones I want and need. Like this one from Xerox.
Now get a Xerox Document Center 332 digital copier, including everything. Lease, service, supplies, and 10,000 copies for only $349 a month. Just call 1-800-ASK-XEROX.
Everything you need for one low price. That's my kind of offer.
The Document Center copies 32 pages per minute, is networkable, easily upgrades to print, scan, and fax, and comes with a Xerox Total Satisfaction Guarantee. Call 1-800-ASK-XEROX for the Document Center right for you.
With Xerox, you get everything. Also known as the outbeat, kicking myself if I don't call offer.
Based on 60-month lease, see restrictions at Xerox.com/DOC.
KZNR, Lakeville, 105.1. KZNT, Cambridge, 105.3. KZNZ, Eden Prairie, 105.7.
It all comes together to make
Alternative Classes, Zone 105.
I'm not a member of the masquerade.
Zone 105.
Zone105.com has the best online contests.
Oh, come here, you two.
Register to win an alternative classic vacation to see one of your favorite Zone artists. You can also register to win concert tickets to the best local shows, go to the hottest events, get free movie passes, and more. It's all happening at Zone105.com.